performing tonight on the Triple M Garage Session. Please welcome Australian rock icon. Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets.
This is one of our favourite musos.
Oh, absolutely. Friend of Triple M at the Central Coast. Yeah. Always a joy to talk to.
He should be given a key to the city because he's a bloody local. Seriously, he's been here that much.
Fair enough. Yeah. And he has too.
Yeah, Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets. G'day, Gleeso.
Paddy and Rob, how are you, boys?
Good, mate. You?
I'm very well, thanks. It's a beautiful day where I am, so enjoying the sunshine.
And where exactly is that, Dave?
In Adelaide, the Adelaide Hills. I've been residing for the last 15 years for my sins.
Oh, that's not bad.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful spot.
Hey, Dave, and you were just saying you're doing the school drop-off, and we're talking about traffic. Mate, how is traffic in Adelaide?
Well, when they say rush hour in Adelaide, they mean hour, right?
Yeah.
There's an hour of it. There's an hour, and then it's all fine. Whereas, I used to live in Sydney, and I saw that Marrickville, where I used to live, was voted one of the top 40 places in the world to live, and I would say, not if you're driving a freaking car, it's not.
That's right.
I think there's some windy streets around there. Jeez.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, I did love it, but I rode a pushy all the time when I was living in Marrickville.
Yeah, well, you would. It's a bike ride from about 1,000 restaurants.
Yeah, oh, mate, it's absolutely fantastic.
Hey, speaking of restaurants, I've got to just throw this one in. Yeah, are you a fish guy or a steak guy?
I'm a steak guy.
You're a steak guy. If you have to have fish, do you have it grilled or do you have it battered?
I have it grilled. I love grilled barra, flathead, and whiting. They're my three go-tos because they're not too fishy, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, exactly. Exactly. I was speaking with Darren down at Darren's Seafood at Wombie. I don't know if you've ever been past it, but it is top shelf. And he said to me, if you said, g'day, Darren, at Darren's, he'd give me a scallop next time I go there. So you just say shout out to Darren.
Darren from Wombie Seafood, rock on. How you going, mate? You know, can I tell you a quick story about being in a seafood place on the South Coast? I go in there and the bloke says to me, oh, mate, unreal, you're here, you're amazing. He says to his daughter, do you know who this is? The daughter goes, nah. Oh, kids, he goes. Anyway, as I'm leaving the shop, he says, do you still play that Run to Paradise song? And I was like, you don't even know who I am, mate.
Oh, that is a classic.
Mark Gable, who lives on the Central Coast, is going, yes, yes.
He's at home secretly fist pumping in the mirror.
Gleeso, do you, being Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets and the Angels, like at a restaurant, if you ring up or somewhere else, just say, get in your car insured, they go, and you say, what's your name, Dave Gleeson? Have they ever gone, oh, from the Screaming Jets, has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, a few times. Actually, I tried to throw my weight around last week. There was a bit of an issue with our creek, like polluting it upstream. And
yeah.
I said, this name may not mean anything to you, but my name's Dave Gleeson. And she said, nah. And I was like, okay. I said, I've got 20,000 followers on Facebook and I'm about to cause a bit of a crap storm for you, bloke.
Mate, you should just go into a restaurant and start singing, won't someone lend me a helping hand? They'd get it for sure.
Hey, Gleeso, a couple of things. You got your new 5-track EP out, Bitter Pill. Mate, we'll just have a listen. This is one of the songs from it. Just have a, this is a friend of mine. Let's go.
Don't you run away and hide. Have another drink while the tears away.
I've got to say, is that the album cover, is that the old Bex? Looks like the old Bex packet.
Yeah, that's what we're going for, the Bex packet. I remember my auntie used to give me $2 and I'd go up the shop and get a packet of Bex and a packet of smoke for it. I could spend the rest on mixed lollies. Oh,
too good.
Weren't they good days when your aunties would give you the money and you could, and don't talk to anyone on the way to the shop?
Yeah, okay. But then you'd get up the shop and I used it even after I was buying smoke for her. I'd say, they're for me auntie. and obviously, as years went by, they were for me more than the auntie.
Geez, Daisy's smoking a lot.
Yeah, oh, geez. But, mate, the new 5-track EP, the last time we spoke, because in the time we're speaking a lot of the music, of course you can't go out and about and sing anymore because of what's been happening. So you had all your gear online, all your merch, which how did that go? Did that go all right?
Yeah, that went good, mate. We actually made a bit of money to pay the people involved with putting on my live stream every Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the the idea for the EP came about because we were supposed to record a new album. And because we couldn't get in the studio, you kind of, when you're recording new songs, you certainly need to be all in the same room together so that the shenanigans can ensue, and that's where the magic comes from. But yeah, so we just decided we'd check out the technology and see how we went recording some songs we were kind of very familiar with.
Oh, that's bloody good.
Yeah, for sure. And then you didn't have Scott and Jimmy fighting over who was going to do the next solo because you can't kick each other, can you? You're doing
no, no, that's right. No, they're good. It's kind of, a couple of the songs have actually grown in the live sphere, so they're very different to the recordings, you know, and both Jimmy and Scotty put on some great lead breaks. And that, I just want to say, a friend of mine that you were playing before, that was that's Paulie Wozine doing the lead vocal, our bass player. What a voice!
Yeah, legend. Someone
makes me look like an idiot.
Jeez, you're kind.
Hey, tonight, Gleese, I'm glad we're talking to you because we've got our Triple M Garage Sessions. It's number two tonight, Hands With Houses and yourself. Now, I know Brett and Kenzie from Tuggeranong. Yesterday, Brett won the ticket to have you.
He was dead yet frothing that he thought you were actually coming to his house, Gleese.
Tuggeranong.
Live before his naked, steaming eyes.
So, Brett and Kenzie, his missus, are just so excited. You're going to be in their lounge room at Tuggeranong today, mate, or tonight.
Excellent. No, it's been fantastic. I mean, I know everyone's had to, you know, find different ways to do stuff because last year the Angels and the Jets both played on the live session down in Melbourne. So it's nice that the Triple M's been able to pull together the Oztober session for this year with all the crap going on.
Yeah. And finally, Dave, because we're doing the greatest of all time when it comes to Australian artists, we're at number 12 today.
Yep.
But where are you going to be? Dave Gleeson and the Screaming Jets, where will you be in the greatest of all time?
There's no room for modesty here.
Yeah.
I reckon about number 22. How many?
15. That's 15. That's 15.
That's 15, Dave. You're already out.
All right. Lower. It's like Price is Right. Lower.
Larry Emdathong.
Yeah.
No, it'd be nice to be in there, but look, obviously the breadth and scale of Australian talent has come through since the 70s. I expect the Angels to be up there.
Yeah. Geez.
And, you know, surreptitiously, a little bit by osmosis. I'm involved with the Angels, so I'll take that.
Of course you are.
Mate.
Dave Gleeson, his new album out. It's a 5-track EP. It's called Bitter Pill. And also, for all of our Central Coast listeners who have won the Garage Session, enjoy it tonight with Gleeso and all the boys and Hands Like Houses as well. And to Brett and Kenzie from Tuggeranong, Gleeso will, what body part will be showing?
Massive arms.
Arms. Those forearms. Unbelievable.
Like Popeye.
Great to talk with you, Gleeso.
Thanks, mate.
As always, boys, absolute pleasure. Thanks.